Are you saying
you faked with me?
Yeah.
Wrong. Now you're single.
What do you know about sexual relations?
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
I'm a little worried about being a slut.
You're listening to the Come With Us podcast, talking the good, the kinky, and the ugly. Here are your hosts, Beth and Aaron.
Hello, 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 all you sexy holes and poles. Welcome, welcome to another episode of Come With Us podcast. Today, this is great. We're going to give you the reasons why having sex helps you do better at work. Yep, it improves your performance. So this is the episode that if you've got a partner, you're going to want them to hear too, because you're going to be like, see, I got to. It's for my professional success. God knows we're a culture that loves to focus on how important work is. Now you've got it. Sexy makes work better. So I am Beth Darling, author of The 5 Kinds of Intimacy, How to Keep Your Love Alive. If you have not gotten your copy yet, I don't know what's stopping you. God, you'd think I'd get good at this someday, but no. But anyway, there's my book with the lights on, whatever. I know. I did a TV interview and I screwed that all up too. Sorry. This, for people who are watching the YouTube, you'll see me trying to show the book in hand. But anyway, The 5 Kinds of Intimacy, How to Keep Your Love Alive, available now on Amazon. Fun, easy read, and it's a thick book, but half of the book are all sorts of intimacy practices that you can put into place right away, even if you don't read the rest of the book. But I encourage you to read it because you'll get more out of the intimacy practices, but still. But anyway, all right. So Aaron, I am so excited to talk about this. Have you ever told your wife that you need to have sex so that you do better at work?
I haven't tried it that way. I mean, okay. We all know, we've talked about it before, that sex relieves stress. And, you know, stress comes primarily in today's day and age from work.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't come from your significant other. If it does, go back and listen to last week about having a date night, because that's the way you kind of rekindle that romance and get rid of that whole stress and resentment thing.
Yep.
But yeah, I haven't used it yet. Granted, I haven't had really difficult jobs. I've been very lucky. I've never had a real job. I've been in radio for almost a decade. Before that, I was in college and I was changing tires and I was selling grills
radio.
And I sold guns and I worked on guns and stuff like that. But I was never in what I consider a real job. I was never in a job where you're sitting at a desk and your boss goes, "Hey, did you get that project done that I put on your desk? Hey, did you do this? Did you do that?" Everything is in radio is a lot more like free flowy of like, hey, you need to do your job well.
Right.
But there's no like, I don't know. I feel like everybody else in the world who has real jobs lives in the office space world. And I never did that. Thank God, because I would have turned out like office space.
But you love your job and you take it seriously and you do work really hard. And there were times where you did work really, really hard. But so it's good. You didn't let that stress get to you. But
yeah.
I know you, and I've known you for years now, and I know that you definitely had a real job. Very real job. Very.
I didn't say
job,
I didn't so. Work. I just said I didn't have a real job.
It was a creative job. So
yeah, it was more of an open-ended kind of, you know, no right answer.
Yeah, but that can be even more stressful. So
yeah.
But here's the thing. So there was a Journal of Sex Research that actually concluded that women... This is surprising because stereotypically, we think of women as the ones not wanting to have sex, you know, fucking with their partners. But women feel the benefits of intimacy more than men. Now, it's funny because if you read my book or you've listened to me at all, you know, I believe there are 5 kinds of intimacy. So, but women feel the benefits of sexual intimacy more than even men do, which is really interesting. That people who had more frequent sex basically rated their happiness in their life and their job higher. So, so the experts said we would encourage employees to dedicate, I like this, uninterrupted leisure time to sexual activity to promote stress reduction, well-being, and positive work outcomes.
Yay! I mean, first off, yeah, okay, I'm going to attack this from the male perspective. You wanted to be a career woman? Cool. Guess what career women do? They have sex to relieve stress and get better at their job. You want to climb that corporate ladder and be a girl boss and, you know, go for it. And, oh, woman, I'm not going to let anybody. No, with the actual social media term is girl boss.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't care. But you want to climb the corporate ladder and you're going to do all that? Cool. You better be throwing up your legs or, you know, holding the head between your thighs or something, because it benefits you more and it's going to benefit your career more. So quit with the excuse making and start with the love making.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on a bumper sticker.
There you go. That's good. I like that.
But no, and that's, and interestingly enough, that because we're both looking at the same articles and research and stuff like that frequently, it just says like making love or sexual satisfaction. It doesn't say what kind. So, I mean, yes, like PNV sex is, that's probably what people, or they studied the most, but that doesn't mean that you can't look at your husband who's stressed because he has a giant meeting with the VP of the entire company and has to impress him and go, hey, you deserve a blowjob. You know what? Take off your pants. Just let's fucking do it. Or you can't look at, you know, you can't look at your husband or boyfriend and go, hey, babe, I really am stressed about getting this project done. I don't know how I'm going to crunch these numbers this week. You know what? Get down there and lick my pussy. Because guess what? You say that, I don't know any guy in the world who's going to go, oh, I don't want to. Fuck that.
Well, yeah, there are some.
Put me down there before you get your pants unbuttoned.
Yeah. I'm telling you, even I've been saying this for years. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It was written in 1939, I believe. He researched and interviewed all the billionaires of the time. And what he found, because then he also interviewed bricklayers and stuff, he found that bricklayers who were having happy, healthy sex laid twice as many bricks in a day as those who weren't. So it's been around for forever. We know this, but we ignore it. But now I like that they found, they've done studies now from during the pandemic lockdowns, and they found that people who had regular sexy stuff experienced lower psychological distress and higher levels of satisfaction than those didn't.
This is another one of those things, and I've said it before. I feel like I say this every week about something because I just repeat myself on end. How much did they pay for this fucking study? Because you could have just come to me and I would have told you point blank, hey, and they would have said, Aaron, sit down for a second. Yeah. Now, did people who had more sexy fun while they were locked in the house, Zoom working, did they have a better mental health outcome than those who didn't? I could have saved you all the time, all the money. I would have written the damn thing for you. Just put out a voice recorder and talk to text, and I could have given you an entire dissertation. No shit.
This is what we call science. So there we go.
Yeah, science this is why I don't like science. It's stupid. Stop using money and efforts for shit that people can acknowledge with common sense.
Okay, but so you're not going to like this one, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because again, people need to hear it, because while they hear Aaron recommends or Beth recommends, they don't take us that seriously sometimes, even though they should. So, but science suggests that embracing your sexuality increases our perception of our body, increases our confidence in our body. And here's the most interesting thing. Professionals who have high self-esteem and exhibit this in the workplace have been found to earn as much as $28,000 more a year than those with low self-image. That, I think, is important. If you hate your body, if you don't like the way that you look, you don't show up as well. You won't shine. And that is a $28,000 difference at work.
And this is going to go a lot more to looking at it as a female thing, but like, yeah, I have one of my top bosses, one of the top people I answer to, who has to say, hey, whatever your first in line boss told you to do, fuck that. You got to do something else. That first in line boss has to go, yep, you've got to listen to her. She oozes confidence. And it's one thing that if you find your, if you can, and women have more issues with body image and, you know, finding themselves attractive and stuff. One, having regular sexy fun is going to boost your body image because you're going to be happier with yourself. But when you look at yourself in the mirror,
if you do it, no, but I will say there are people who do it out of shame.
And don't do that.
Right. Don't do that. So, but you, when you're having sexy, it has to be that you decide and that you enjoy and you appreciate the pleasure that your body gives you, whether it's 20 pounds underweight, perfectly on weight, 20 pounds over, you have boobs, you have big boobs, little boobs, you know, your pussy lips are the same, anything like that. You have to be able to show up and wholeheartedly appreciate your body so that your partner can then appreciate your body and you can appreciate theirs and stuff. So,
okay. Can I continue?
Yes. Sorry. Okay. Yes.
So when you are able, and this goes for men, but a lot more, it goes for women more than it does men. When you can look at yourself in the mirror and you're getting ready for work in the morning and you put your hair or you do your hair and you put on your dress, you put on your skirt or pants or whatever, and you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, I look good. You don't have to tell yourself that, but when you have that confidence and then you walk into a meeting or you walk through the office, it shows. And like I said weeks ago, a smiling woman brightens up an entire room. A woman with confidence, especially in the workplace, puts everything in different perspective, because when she walks in, she commands a room. A guy walks in who's confident, everybody goes, okay, what's your fucking point? Every guy, even the dumbest guy who's the most incompetent in the world, can look like he's confident. Look at every freaking president we've had for the last 60 years. Every one of them looked like they were confident and they could own the room, but they were all complete idiots.
Okay, but we're going to avoid politics. When a confident woman
walks in, she owns the room, and it goes a lot better in your professional, in the way you handle everything professionally, because the more confident you are about stuff, the more people go, yeah, I like that person. People like confidence. People are attracted to confidence.
Yes, very much so. It's magnetic. I agree.
Rant over. Well, that rant. I'll have another one here in about 2 minutes, I bet.
No worries. People are used to that. Okay. So why sexy? So again, I don't think it's so much a question of what particular activity. So there's two benefits. There's orgasm, which again, whether it's self-pleasure or it's with the partner, orgasm is good because it releases all of these happy hormones for us. But then there's also the added benefit. If it's with a partner, then we get the extra hormones and excitement and joy and comfort and sense of belonging and et cetera from being partnered. And that also helps. So that two things, you know, but if you have a partner who refuses to have sexy with you, then self-pleasure, because at least you'll get those. And then if you can't snuggle, well, there are lots of people. So, you know, and maybe it's a step, but the fact is also that the more, if you're someone who engages in sexy on a regular basis, that also becomes magnetic. And people who are sort of energized, I say it's like you have a pilot light on. You're much more attractive to people of all genders and stuff. So salespeople, it's a really big thing.
It's, what was the stupid commercial? I just saw it recently on a Reddit thing about throwback commercials. Enzyte. It was one of those boner pills, or like the knockoff boner pills from like the late 90s. Yeah. And it was all about Bob, and it was supposed to be like, hey, he started taking this pill and he's happier. He works better. He's always got a smile on his face. Oh, wait, his wife is always smiling. Oh, his neighbor wants to hang around him more. Like, yes, it was a goofy and cheesy ass old commercial. And if you can find it, go watch it, because it'll make you giggle a little bit, especially if you remember it and you go, oh, my God, I remember seeing these at like 2:30 in the morning when I was watching Comedy Central. It was sandwiched between a Girls Gone Wild video and Adam and Eve, or a Girls Gone Wild commercial and Adam and Eve commercial, and then the boner pill commercial.
That's funny.
But that there is truth to the fact that dude who's having more sex, the girl who's having more sex, they're going to be in a better mood.
Right. And that's what I'm telling you. You can tell because people walk into an office or whatever, and people are like, you got some, like you look good, you know? And so we know when people are having sexy fun, it shows. So here's the thing. So sexy fun helps lower stress-related blood pressure by increasing the heart rate and also then the endorphins and oxytocin that reduce the feelings of anxiety and stress. Also, the endorphins, again, and we've covered this, right? But the endorphins, which are released during any physical activity, but especially during sexy and during orgasm, help also increase our mood. They help fight depression and they help reduce pain. That's huge. So oxytocin is what bonds. It's the bonding hormone that brings people together and acts as a natural sedative to help you sleep better. And if you sleep better, when you show up for work the next day, you've not only had great sexy, now you've had sleep too. It's like your whole body is just happy and that feels good. So, so anyway, you should be thinking of it. It is somebody in Sweden. This I liked. He proposed that employees should be allotted a 1 hour paid break from work to go home and have sex. He's a politician in Sweden. Like, you know, in Texas, they're worried about banning books and shit. Like, hello, how about if we just improve happiness in families? That would get so much better.
That's
for kids.
Not gonna.
Okay, so the funny thing is, right? We talked about oxytocin, which is that bonding, the love hormone. But oxytocin is also, it helps increase our creativity. So not only do you get the happy thing, but you start being more creative, which again, can reflect well at work because creativity is absolutely the key to problem solving. So research has shown that that regular orgasms help you fight infection up to 20% better, which is huge. So now what they're showing is that people who are having regular sex take fewer sick days at work. Again, if you're not getting sick as much, you don't need sick days. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Or you can use your sick days for staying home and having more sexy fun.
Yes, that's true. So, okay. And this one, I know, you know, I'm so much older than you, but memory loss is such an issue. And whether it's hormonal or it's age or it's kids or whatever, but this I love that Princeton University researchers found that sex causes cell growth in the region of the brain that is largely responsible for long-term memory, meaning that sex can help prevent decay in the brain that leads to memory loss and dementia. That I freaking love. So yeah. Every AARP article and everything, you know, should be paying attention. Have more sex, keep your brain healthier. I think that is huge. And the University of Maryland also did a study that not only did the regular sexual activity create, they call it creation of new neurons in the brain, but it also improved cognitive function, basically helping people think more clearly. So, I mean, it's amazing, right? That this thing that most people think is so taboo, sex, sexy fun, it is so huge. It affects everything in a good way.
I don't think that they think it's taboo. I just don't think that they think it's as important. That's the real, that's the actual hitch with it, is that people, especially people in long-term relationships and stuff, it falls by the wayside and they go, oh, well, you know, it was fun when we were young and it was fun when we first got together, but you know, there's more important things, you know, being around each other and blah, blah, blah. It's still just as important.
Yeah. And I guess I think maybe it's that people think they're taboos. Like you're only supposed to want it certain ways, like that you're not supposed to want to get your ass beaten like I do. That, you know, you're not supposed to get turned on by looking at feet like lots of people do or whatever it is. So, if we're forced to endure sort of sexy fun in only one certain way, and it's not the way that turns us on, we're not going to really want to do it. So again, I think relieving ourselves of these taboos and figuring that if you believe in divine creation, the, you know, however we got here, sexy stuff is the best thing we can do for ourselves. Like I said, eat, you know, eat, sleep, exercise, and have sexy, and think about, except for eating, sexy is exercise and it helps us sleep better. So it's huge. It's huge. So, and let's see, there was, oh, so sexy also releases dopamine, which is our feel good hormone, serotonin, which is the one that keeps us feeling sort of zen and happy and not depressed. And this I thought was interesting. They found in University of Göttingen, found that people who have less sex take on more work, like to compensate, to make up for it. And then they're more stressed, they've got less time, and that becomes an excuse for them to have even less sexy.
Yeah, it's just a giant cycle.
It's a giant cycle. Yeah. So there you go. I think that's so interesting that there are so many. Did you have any idea that there were so many like studies on this?
I mean, if you would have told me, hey, did you know that there are five studies? I'm making up an arbitrary number.
Yeah.
There were five studies that all studied the productivity on people's or sexy fun has on people's sex life or on their work life. I would have said, yeah, because again, here we go with studies that why we have to do it once? Why can't we just keep doing it? Well, because somebody's going to pay me to do it. That was professors one or researchers three through five should really have just gone, you know what? That science is settled. Cool. We're good. Until somebody comes out with a study that disproves the first study, you don't need to go and do it again.
Just, all right. Well, we're not talking. We're not just like, we're not anyways. About scientific research, but so I think focusing on have more sexy, do better at work, be more confident, sleep better, show up
better,
mood. Right. Have your brain work. I love that. Okay. So now are you going to go and your wife has a big job too. So she should listen because, and you should be like, hey, honey, you know, your review's in a couple of months. We should be having a lot of sexy building up for this, right?
Yeah.
I think it should be a win for everybody.
I'm going to print out articles like this and I'm going to put them everywhere in the house, on the fridge, on the mirror, in the bathroom, everywhere.
I love it. Send them to work with her too. So yeah.
Yeah, no, not doing that part.
No.
But it's going to be everywhere she looks before she has to go to work every morning.
I love it. All right. So if you want more hints, tips, tricks, everything that to help you improve your sexy life, then find us, Come With Us Podcast on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So follow us so that, we can keep up in your life and you can keep up with what's going on in ours. And we'll try to make sure that, again, that you get the bare naked truth about love, sex, and relationships. And that you get all the sexy pleasure that you deserve with all of the knowledge, the information, the resources to make your case all the time. So, all right. I'm Beth Darling. You can find me at BethDarling.com. And again, don't forget my book, The Five Kinds of Intimacy, How to Keep Your Love Alive. The more intimate you are in all the five different ways, the better your sexy life is going to be, because sexual intimacy is only one of five. So, all right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Erin and I are so glad to share the sexy journey with you. Big hugs and love. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Come With Us podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media at Come With Us Podcast and send in your questions, comments, and confessions to comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Until next time, keep it fun, flirty, and naughty.